Lesson 13. The metal called iron. Iron is the most useful of all metals. Hammers, nails, grates, horseshoes, railings, bridges, and many other things are made of iron. If we rub a piece of iron well, it looks quite bright. But if we leave the bright iron lying in the damp air, we'll soon find it covered with red rust. How do we keep iron from rusting and spoiling in the damp air? We can do that in several ways, by painting the iron, or black leading it, or even oiling it in order to keep the air from touching the metal. Since iron is so useful, we ought to know something about it. It is found among the rocks under the ground. But we do not find it by itself. It is mixed with other things, and it is then known as iron ore. Looking at a piece of iron ore, no one would think that there was any bright metal in it. It is just like a dirty black or red stone. The iron ore is first mixed with coal and piled in great heaps on the ground. The iron ore is first mixed with coal and piled in great heaps on the ground. Then the coal is set on fire and the iron ore is roasted. It is next mixed with some more coal and lime. It is next mixed with some more coal and with lime, and the whole is put into a tool furnace. The heat of the coal melts the iron, and it sinks to the bottom of the furnace. The liquid iron is then allowed to run out through a hole into molds or hollows in beds of sand, where it soon cools and then turns solid again. The liquid iron is then allowed to run out of. The liquid iron is then allowed to run out through a hole into molds or hollows in beds of sand, where it soon cools and then turns solid again. These solid lumps are called pig iron. Iron is heavy. You would not like to carry a big lump of it very far. It is so hard that it blunts your knife at once if you try to cut it. When iron is melted, it runs like water. Then you can make it take any shape you please by pouring it into a mold made into the shape you wish. Then you can make it take any shape you please by pouring it into a mold made in the shape you wish. But iron becomes soft and easy to bend, even if it be made only red hot. Watch the blacksmith as you pass his shop one day, and you'll perhaps see him bending bars of red-hot iron to make horseshoes and cutting the hot metal quite easily with his tools.